Nazir, Perek Tes, Mishneh 9-5, and the last of the Masechta. So we're back to the topic of Nazir, and the basic question here is whether Shmuel HaNavi was a Nazir or not. And if you ask, what's the Nafkamina, the answer is, what happens if a person says, Hareini Keshmuel, or Hareini Keben Elkanah, like the son of Elkanah, that was Shmuel's father, or he says, Hareini Kemi Shasaf Agag, but Gilgal, the one who, killed Agag with a sword to his head, lopping off his head there. So the question is that going to make a person into a Nazir? And it'll depend on whether or not Shmuel was a Nazir. So we have a machlokas here. Now, what's the machlokas? It's the meaning of the pasuk and the word mora. So here, look inside. The Mishnah says, Nazir hayah Shmuel. Tanakhama says, Shmuel was a Nazir. And that'll be the halacha. Kedivir Rebbe Nahorai. That's consistent with the shita of Rebbe Nahorai, who had held that if a person says Hareini Keshmuel or Hareini Keben Elkanah, etc., that he is indeed a Nazir. Now, why is that? Why? How do we know that Shmuel was a Nazir? Shenemar, because the pasuk says Umora lo yaale al rosho. The pasuk says a mora won't go upon his head. Now, what's that referring to? This is, if you recall, Shmuel was the son of Chana. Chana was davening to Hashem and asking for a child. She had no children, and she committed that in the event that Hashem gives her a child, so then she'll dedicate this child to Avodas Hashem forever, to Beis Hamikdash, and so on. So it's part of her prayer to Hashem. She says, Umora lo yale al rosho, a mora won't go upon his head. Now, says here in Rabbi Nahorai, that is talking about a blade going on his head to cut his hair, and that the point is that Chana was saying he'll be a Nazir. Now, how does Rabbi Nahorai know that the word mora, which doesn't really mean a blade elsewhere, except for one other context, which we'll see in a moment, doesn't mean a blade? So how does he know it means a blade over here? And the answer is, it's really simple, because there's basically an identical pasuk in the context of Shimon, says the Mishnah. I'm sorry, Shimshon. Ne'emar b'Shimshon. The pasuk says very similarly that a mora lo yale al rosho. The same exact words. This was, that's in Shoftim, Perek Yud Gimel, where you have the angel who tells Shimshon's mother that he is going to be a special child and save the Jews from their trouble to Plishtim, and he has to be a Nazir, and she is told by the angel, Umora lo yale al rosho, a mora shouldn't go on his head. And there, it's clear that the mora by Shimshon is talking about a blade. Why is that the case? Because the pasuk doesn't just say umora lo yale al rosho. It also says ki. The reason why no mora on his head is ki nazir Elohim yihyeh ha'na'ar min ha'beten. That the child Shimshon will be a nazir from min ha'beten, from the time he's from the womb, from when he's born. So you see, it's very pashut. Says Rabbi Nahorai says mora lo yale al rosho. For sure means a hair cutting on his head in the context of Shimshon, so it should mean the same by Shmuel. And it says inside, B'nei Shmuel umora, ma mora hamura b'Shimshon Nazir, just as when it comes to Shimshon, the mora was talking about a haircut with a blade as a Nazir, af mora hamura b'Shmuel Nazir, the same mora that we're talking about not coming on Shmuel's head, also is referring to a blade, and therefore he is a Nazir. Now, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not what it means. V'lo ein mora ela shel basar v'dam. The word mora, which doesn't usually mean blade, it doesn't mean it here. When it comes to Shmuel, it means like something like fear. Like even though fear would normally be with an aleph, presumably, even the word mora with a hay of the pasuk, which by Shimshon means a blade, says the Rishalmi, and the Rashi brings it there on the pasuk in Shoftim, that like the hares are afraid of getting cut by the blade. So, okay, so mora means fear, and the point here is, or something like fear, and says Rabbi Yossi, it's that Chana is saying that there'll be no fear on the head of Shmuel, of any human being, Basar Vadam, only of like Hashem, the only ol around his neck, on his head, will be the ol of Shemayim, and not of any person. So that's what it means, Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, never committed him to being a Nazir, and therefore Shmuel wasn't a Nazir. Amalo Rebbe Noharai. But Rebbe Noharai answers back to Rebbe Yossi and says that can't be the pshat. Because, as you will see, Shmuel definitely did have fear of flesh and blood, because Valo Kvar Neymar, the Pasuk already said, V'yomer Shmuel, Shmuel said, when Hashem told him that he's going to have to anoint David as Melech, but Shaul was currently the king, so Shmuel says, Eich Elech, how can I go and anoint David as the king, V'shema Shaul, because then Shaul the king will hear what I've done, V'hargani, and he'll kill me. So therefore you see, says Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Noharai, Shekfar haya alav mora shel basar v'dam. You see, he did have fear of human beings, of flesh and blood humans. And third, that's not the pasuk. The pasuk must be saying, not about fear, but rather about razors and hair cutting. Now the halach is like Rabbi Noharai, that he indeed, Shimshon was a Nazir, Shmuel was a Nazir, and therefore one who says Hareini Shmuel is going to be a Nazir. Interesting, you look at the psukim over there in Shmuel, so the Matsudos and so, they all translate it as a blade going on the head of Shmuel, as the halacha, that he was a Nazir. Although Rashi, who's explaining the more Pasha reading the Pasuk, brings the Targum, who says that the word Mora there refers indeed to not a blade, but rather the fear of a mortal man. In any case, the halacha is not like Rashi, of course. Halacha is like, here as we have it, like I said before, like Rabbi Noharai, that Shmuel was a Nazir, and one who commits to be a Nazir, Hareini Shmuel, is a Nazir. And with that, Baruch Hashem, Salak Maseches Nazir, we complete Maseches Nazir, Baruch Hashem, Be'ezer Hashem, and we now will continue on to the next Masechta, Maseches Sotah.